This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. We witness that none has the right of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And we send our loving greetings, salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to his pious and pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. Ameen. والحمد لله.
Jamaat al-Muslimin, before I begin, I'll ask you a question. What are the things that you need in your life? What are the problems in your life? What are the fears, your concerns? What are your hopes? What are the things that you would like to achieve? Maybe there's something in your job that you want to go forward. There's something that you need, that you desperately, your heart desires of good. What about not just the dunya aspect? What about our deeds? Are we comfortable where we are in terms of our deeds? Do we feel that if we were to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today, that our deeds are sufficient to stand before Allah? Would we be proud of a life that we've led so far? Our sins, are we comfortable that we've made enough istighfar that we'll be forgiven for our sins? Now for most of us, subhanallah, the answer might be, we're not ready to meet Allah. And there are many things in this dunya that we need. We need protection for our sickness, we need barakah, we need rizq, we worried about our kids. And subhanAllah, all our needs and all our wants and all our fears can be answered in the next few days. Because coming up over the next 10 days or so, next 10 or 12 days, is a night, the night of power. The night where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given opportunity unlike any other opportunity on the calendar. There is no greater gift than Laylatul Qadr. This is for every single person. You don't have to be the Imam, you don't have to be the Shaykh, the Wali. Every single person has this chance to get that Laylatul Qadr. And it is one of the ways in which Allah has balanced and given this Ummah a chance to catch up with the previous nations who had a lot of time. Nabi Nuh lived for 1,000 years. How do we compete with people like that? How do we get to Jannah where there are people that fasted for 1,000 years, made Salah for 1,000 years, we only have 60, 70 years. Allah gave us a special bonus that one night is a lifetime. One night is a lifetime. And one night not only gives you a lifetime of rewards, it's going to give you a lifetime of forgiveness. And it makes everything right for that year in terms of decree. Now ask subhanAllah, what if these last 12, 13 days of Ramadan are the last 13 days of Ramadan you and I will ever get? We won't be there next year. This is the last Laylatul Qadr that we have. What about, even think about subhanAllah, not just ourselves. You know, we are making dua for those of you who have relatives who have passed away. May Allah grant them forgiveness and Jannatul Firdaus. They depend on your dua. And you know, after about a generation, you and I only make dua for our grandparents. Do any of us really know our great grandparents? The parents of our grandparents, we don't know who they are. We don't make dua for them, really. And so, my grandmother, your grandmother, after this generation of grandchildren go, who's going to make dua for them? And so it's not only your and my, perhaps last Ramadan, those people who have passed on, this is the last opportunity that someone can increase them in their decrees. And so this opportunity that is coming up is so precious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this night twice in the Quran. In Surah Duha, Allah says, Hameem wal kitab al mubeen. Hameem, by the book that is clear, indeed we sent it, meaning the Quran, down during a laylatin mubarak, a very, very special night. Allah says, this Quran was sent down in a night that is very blessed. Inna kunna mundirin fiha yufraku kullu amrin hakeem. On that very special night, all the matters, all the decrees are going to become known. Allah is going to make it clear, the decree, the destiny for the year to come. Allah will decide every matter, how many breaths will be taken on this next 12 months. How many drops of rain is going to fall? How many grains of sand are going to move? Every single thing will be determined on this special night in the next week and a half. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Rahmatan min Rabbik, as a mercy from your Lord, innahu was sami'ul alim, that He is always hearing and He knows everything. And then of course in Surah Al-Qadr, Allah revealed an entire surah about this night. There's no surah Jumu'ah, there's no surah Arafah, there's no surah Ramadan, but there is a surah of Laylatul Qadr. Allah says, Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Allah says that we revealed it, the Quran, in a night of Qadr. Qadr means measurement, a night where things will be measured. It also means destiny, where things will be decreed. The Qudrah of Allah. Power. It also means power. It is the night of power. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you understand what this night really is? On this night where the entire Quran was sent down. So on one night Allah sent the entire Quran down, one night of Laylatul Qadr, and every year it repeats. And Allah says, what will make you understand what this night is? And you all know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Now remember, Allah says that on that night everything is measured. And the measurement of that night, the power of that night, is that it is 1,000 months of reward, 1,000 months of forgiveness, 1,000 months of salah. And I've done this, you Jama'ah, you've known this every year, I say that same thing, but we only understand things in our dunya terms. It was the end of the month, it is the end of the month now, you got your payslip, times it by 1,000, add 3 zeros, and if you had to work, your boss told you to work one night, and I gave you that amount of money, your salary times 1,000, we would work very hard for that. Now this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you could achieve in a lifetime, what would take you a lifetime to achieve, of fasting, of salah, of hajj, of ibadah, of dua, you can get it in one night. And that night is coming. That night is coming. And as we said, not only for our akhirah, but even for our dunya, look at, as I mentioned, I began, look at all the things that we're worried about. Ya Allah, will my children be safe? Ya Allah, safety from the virus. Ya Allah, my promotion in my job, goodness, my grades, whatever it might be, we all have dunya concerns. That is going to be decided by Allah now, in the next few days. And we have a say in that. We know that our dua plays a role in that destiny. And so what we make dua now for, will be inshallah locked in for the year. Maybe there's a calamity in our books to come. Maybe a few months down the line there is some calamity. But through a dua that you make now in the month of Ramadan while you're fasting, or in the night when you're making tahajjud, Allah removes that calamity. Maybe there is a barakah that's not meant for you, but we are making so much dua that Allah is going to gift that thing on our decree. And so we have one last chance, basically, before that final budget is determined. And also, one last chance, like we know, the last 12 months, the budget wasn't so good. We didn't do as much ibadah as we should have. We didn't do as much good deeds. We did too many sin. So now before the budget is closed and this year is a bad year, we have, Allah has given us these next 10 days of fasting, of ibadat, that we can expunge a year of mistakes. So subhanallah, we have to become serious. Because if this really is your last, my last Laylatul Qadr, the last chance, and you only need that one chance to get it right. You know, in our lifetime, you just need to get one Laylatul Qadr right. And inshallah, your path to Jannah is secure bi-idhnillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, to understand the glory of this night, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرِ. That the angels and the ruh, meaning Jibreel, very important, the souls of the dead don't come down. It's a mistake, a misconception. People believe that in Ramadan, the dead people come back. This doesn't happen. What Allah means here, ruh, is talking about Jibreel. That the angels and Jibreel, they come down by the Lord's leave with all the decrees. So, something happens with the angels. There is a big meeting where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the angels of the commandments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an assembly. All the angels are assembled by Allah. And when they are done in the sama, they leave the sama and they come to the dunya. And we know the hadith where the Nabi says that the angels seek out places of worship. They come to masjids. They come to homes where the Quran is being recited. They come to a place where dhikr is being made, or someone is making ibadah. The angels come to visit. And of course, the more holy or the more sincere that place of dhikr is, of worship, the greater the angels. Imagine your house, subhanallah, is so in ibadah that Jibreel himself comes to visit. Now remember, Jibreel is the greatest of the angels of Allah. And he only comes down with a very important mission. And he used to come down every Ramadan. Why? To teach the Nabi the Quran, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that? He used to come down every year to recite the Quran with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away. But he still comes down, he still continues that habit. Not with the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but with some lucky awliya on this planet. Somewhere, maybe, Allah alam, who knows, in the middle of India somewhere, someone, some auntie somewhere, just reciting the Quran. Not even reciting it properly, but with sincere heart. And Jibreel comes to listen to her. Or it could be your house or my house. Jibreel is coming. And if not Jibreel, maybe the other angels of mercy. And so as one alim, Imam Ahmad rahimullah, one of the ulama said, it's so sad if an angel passes through your house on Laylatul Qadr and there's no ibadah happening in your house, and he just passes through, nothing of special, or even worse, sin is being happening, someone is watching TV. So the angels are leaving the sanctity of the sama. Jibreel, when Allah says inna dhil arshil makin, that Jibreel has an office basically close to Allah's throne. That's where Jibreel is stationed. He will leave that amazing position to come to your house or my house. That's how holy things are on the earth. That's how amazing it is here on the dunya. What Allah is going to give is holier than the sama. تنزل الملائكة روحا فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. They have the decrees of all the amrs, all the commands of Allah. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. سلام. Either the angels are giving salam, they're greeting us, or what it also means, salam, means peace from Allah. Allah is going to give a complete amnesty on that night. So you know, amnesty means, you know, where the government basically says, look, anyone who has illegal weapons, or anyone who didn't pay their taxes, you just sign a form and we will squash everything. All the crimes are going to be wiped out. So Allah says on that night, there is an amnesty for all sins. Now anyone can just come and submit his sins and ask Allah for forgiveness, and Allah wipes it away. All you need to do is submit. All you need to do is click submit. You only need to raise your hand and say, Ya Allah, forgive me. So this opportunity is coming. And whatever you have in your life, and we all have very busy lives, it cannot be more important than this. Especially if you consider it could be your last Laylatul Qadr. And you only have 10 days or so. It's in one of those days. It's in one of those 10 days. We just have to capture it. We just have to secure it. And so, we mentioned, and we can quickly go again, that the Quran was revealed of the benefits of Laylatul Qadr. It was revealed on this special night. It is the night of destiny, where you can influence your own destiny. Allah is giving us the opportunity to look out for our decrees. It is the night of forgiveness. We know that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever stands the night of Laylatul Qadr in Salah. He didn't say the whole night or part. He just said you stand. Maybe even one or two rak'ahs with sincere iman and wahtisaban, with sincerity. You maybe shed a tear. You maybe think about your life, your parents that have passed away, whatever. And you make a sincere dua. And Allah will forgive all your sins. Allah is looking to forgive every single person on Laylatul Qadr. All we need to do is spend some time in Salah that night. It is the night in which, as we said, is greater than 1,000 months. A lifetime of reward Allah is going to be giving away free. And all our sins, amnesty, complete amnesty. The angels and Jibreel will be sending. And so, we know the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he made an extra effort of all people, the one who position is secure in Jannah, subhanAllah. But he exerted himself more than any other time to search for that night. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never ever would spend an entire night in ibadah. He always slept. You know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't spend, never in the year does he spend from Isha till Fajr in ibadah, except the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Even he then said he could not, even now for him, sleep is sort of a waste of time. Sleep now, we can't afford to sleep. We need to make sure when that, subhanAllah, think of like this, Jannah is falling and you need to catch it. You need to catch it. And it only comes once a year. Can you really afford to sleep, or even worse, afford to do some sin or some waste of time? And so Aisha said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wake his family up and he would exert himself. Sometimes he would recite the entire Quran in one night, only in these last 10 nights. And so keep the nights alive, strive hard in your ibadah, push yourself with whatever amount of energy you have, I have, push it, and ask and tell yourself, this is the last Laylatul Qadr I'm going to have. Make that in your mind, I need to capture it this year, because I might not be here next year. And Aisha asked the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the best dua for Laylatul Qadr? And by now, we know that dua, you've been practicing it, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. So, the night, you have your iftar, you make your maghrib salah, recite Quran, make your taj, make your taraweeh, come to the masjid, make your taraweeh, stay until the imam is done, get the entire night in ibadah, then go home as much as you can of salah, reciting Allah. If you're going to make dua in your own language, that's very good. But if you want to make a special Arabic dua, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. You keep saying that over and over. Every time you're sitting down in the car, parking, whatever, before you go sleep, recite this dua as much as you can. Oh Allah, you are the one who love, you pardon all sins, you love to pardon sins, so pardon our sins. And we can talk about when is the night, so you know, subhanallah, Allah, the Prophet has made it very easy for us. He said it's in the last 10 nights. If you work the last 10 nights from the 21st night until the 29th or 30th night, if we have a full month from the 21st, it begins. If you focus on every single one of those nights, you will capture Laylatul Qadr. But okay, you say that those 10 nights are too difficult. I can't spend all 10 nights. So then at least the odd nights, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. And really, nothing should be less than that. But if you really said, even those 5 nights are too much for me, I can't do 5 nights, then Allah Alam, maybe the 27th night is said to be the most. And the correct opinion is that it moves. Laylatul Qadr moves. It's not every night on the same time. And you can see that in some parts of the world it's the 27th, yet it's the 26th, another part of the world is the 28th. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shifts it every year. But many of the Sahaba, they mention of the signs that Sahaba, those who are very special, they have that feeling that they capture it. And they would say, some said, I saw it once on the 21st, the 25th. And a few have said, we had seen it 27th night a few times in our life. So it appears that the 27th comes up most frequently. But you will capture it if you, inshallah, focus on the last 10 nights. So our focus time is, you know, if you have an exam timetable, your exam timetable is the May the 3rd, that is Monday night. May the 5th, Wednesday night. May the 7th, Friday night. May the 9th, Sunday night, next week Sunday. And May the 11th, Tuesday night, the following week. Don't, whatever you have on your calendar, reschedule. These things are, these nights are very, very important. Very, very important, subhanAllah. Our akhirah, our dunya, our life, our death, everything depends on these few nights. So, subhanAllah, make a point. Lastly, people always want to know, did I see Laylatul Qadr? Are there signs? The Nabi did give signs. He mentioned that you'll find a special kind of sakina in the environment. And it changes some years. One year the Nabi said he was searching. He searched the first 10 nights of Ramadan and Jibreel said, it's not in these 10 nights. Then he spent the next 10 nights struggling and searching. It wasn't those 10 nights. And then he said, I saw a dream where I'm making sujood in little muddy water. Meaning there was a light rain. And then it happened on the 21st night and he said, this is the sign. So that year there was a light rain, that was the sign. Another year it could have been something else. And so the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions of the signs that people have seen, and this changes, there is a feeling of tranquility in terms of you'll feel outside, it's not warm, not cold, there's not too much wind, the moon is bright but it's not sharp, and the next day in particular after the sun rises, the sun has risen but it doesn't feel very hot. And it doesn't feel like the rays are very sharp. And Allahu A'lam, some very, very special people, may Allah grant us to be of them, they actually have that feeling that a malaika visited them. They have a dream, perhaps a premonition. Allah gives them the good news, even in the dunya, that the ibadah was accepted. Now everyone can achieve that, subhanAllah. It doesn't mean that you have, whatever you did now of the Ramadan, or in the past, or your sins, that doesn't matter. What it means is you start now, bi-ibnillah. We start now, bi-ibnillah. The last third of the night, if you say, if I need to do Qiyamul Layl, when best? The best time, of course, is the last third of the night. 2 or 3 hours before Fajr, Allah says, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in the hours before Fajr, they are making istighfar. وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَسْحَارِ. And they seek the forgiveness of Allah in the early hours before Fajr. We know the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, our Lord, may He be blessed and exalted, comes down to the lowest sama every single night, not just in Ramadan, but every night He comes down to the lowest sama. And then Allah says, He calls out, who will ask upon me that I may give him? Who wants something so I may answer their needs? Who will ask me that I may give them? And who wants of my forgiveness so that I may forgive them? If this is outside of Ramadan, what about in Ramadan? What about on Laylatul Qadr? How generous will our Rabb be on Laylatul Qadr? I mean, imagine every night Allah says, whatever you want, there's an hour, I'll give it to you, whatever you want. And I imagine on Laylatul Qadr you ask Allah for something. He will not decline you. He'll only give you better. It's really a loss if Allah was waiting for our asking and we didn't ask. So a plan of action, number one, don't waste time, don't waste the opportunity. And the best thing you can do, the best thing you can do is to make salah on the nights and recite Quran. So if you need to stand and recite Quran, or sit and make salah and recite Quran, that's the absolute best thing you can do. And make a lot of dua. And of course, the way you can make the dua is in sujood, the sunnah. You can speak in your own language in sujood. So this is the best combination of things to do. And then, you know, subhanAllah, when you make dua, don't just make dua for yourself. Make a list of people in your family. You know, your brother needs this, someone is sick, this person, the relatives that are dead, they need our dua. So make a list of everyone. Make dua for the ummah, the Uyghurs, the Syrians, the Yemenis. Your dua might be the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for to help the ummah. So make dua for everyone. And a special thing, give charity as well every night. So try to give an EFT, even if it's 10 rand, every single night in these last 10 nights, because it means that you have given charity on Laylatul Qadr. You've given charity on Laylatul Qadr. And we can do the multiplication. We know everything Allah multiplies by 700 in Ramadan. It's multiplied by 70,000 times another 1,000 on Laylatul Qadr. So that 10 rand is many, many billions of rands if you give it on Laylatul Qadr. So make sure you give a little bit of charity, sadaqah, a date or something every night. Quran is the best thing. And you know, subhanAllah, so much hadith about a person who sheds a tear. A person who sheds a tear for Allah is one of the reasons why we'll be shaded under the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. So to shed a tear, try very hard to shed a tear for Allah in these nights. In these nights. And so focus on all these things I mentioned. Avoid questionable ibadat. There might be group adhkar. And it's good. We're going to have Qiyamul Layl in here. Come to the masjid if you know, like it's better to study on your own if you can. But if you're not going to study alone, then in a group. But avoid salah, like Salatul Tasbih, where there's question marks. You don't have time now to put your eggs in a basket where there might be not security. Focus on what you know is secure. Your two raka'ahs, even if you recite Qul Wallahu Ahad in that, it is better for you. Even the sisters, subhanAllah, they ask, I'm in my menses, I can't make salah, I can't fast. What is there for me? Sisters, don't feel like you've lost out. Because in fact, Allah will give you, you don't have to make up the salah. So Isha you didn't make Maghrib. Allah gives you the reward for those ibadat. And when Allah gives you a compensation, it's going to be better than the one that you made. If you made Maghrib, you have maybe gotten 20% of the reward or 50%. When Allah gives you, it's going to be the full reward. But you can still keep the night, you can still recite Quran, just can't touch the Mus'haf on your screen, on your phone, whatever, and you can make dua. And that's why Aisha is asking, what can I recite? Maybe she was in a menses and Allah said, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu 'anna. You make that dua, you just make that dua. And then very important last point, please don't lose focus after the 27th night. Laylatul Qadr could be on 29, it could be on 28, it could be on 30. So many mosques, when the 27th come, they do a khatam, and we think, barakallah, we're already greeting each other for labarang. Don't lose focus on the 27th. Work hard. May Allah grant us to achieve Laylatul Qadr. May Allah grant that we achieve Laylatul Qadr this year. May all our sins be forgiven. May our decrees that will be put out for the year to come be a beautiful year to come. May Allah forgive those who have passed away. Shifa'a to those who are sick. Ameen. Just a few announcements. Fitra and Fidya, you can, I think Uncle Yusuf is collecting at the back. Or after, better tonight, after Taraweeh, Fatima will be here. You can give your Fitra and Fidya. And we will have, as we mentioned, Qiyamul Layl. Qiyamul Layl program after Taraweeh, 9:30. A link will go out so you can say what time and all of those things, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll be at the masjid. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.